This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We will abstain as best we can from mentioning trade on the program today, save for these two items. Number one, the Senate passed the USMCA today, so that is a done deal. And number two, we learned this morning that business inventories fell in November, the biggest drop they've had in a couple of years. You're looking here for the connection, I imagine, right? Between trade and how much stuff companies are keeping in the warehouse. Yeah, good thing Mitchell Hartman's on duty today then, huh?
Think of business inventories as stuff sitting on shelves waiting to be sold. That could be piles of 2x4s at a lumber wholesaler ready to be shipped to Home Depot, or products sitting in Amazon warehouses that no one's clicked to buy yet. When business inventories fall, it can mean a couple things. Either stuff's flying off the shelves because sales are up and the economy's hot, or
it could mean that spending is slowing down, production is slowing down.
Economist Ben Herzon at IHS Market thinks that's what explains November's decline. Businesses built up inventories in early 2019 when the economy was booming. Then they cut back heading into 2020 because the economy was slowing down. That's the case at Air Tractor, a company that makes aircraft for agriculture and forestry in Olney, Texas. David Eichert is CFO.
We've slowed it basically because just a matter of caution. We want to be careful and not get caught with too much inventory.
Air Tractor's business is heavily dependent on U.S. farmers who've been suffering from the trade war. Inventories are also down at Hawthorne Auto Clinic, a five-bay repair shop in Portland, Oregon. Sarah Heidler is the service advisor.
So we're going to a more on-demand system for stocking parts.
Does that actually free up shelf space?
Shelf space and money, yeah. We have seen an increase in parts prices, especially those things that are have a lot of metal in them, so batteries, things like that.
Chalk that up to tariffs as well. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.